And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The International Lutheran Council, the ILC, is celebrating its 30th anniversary as a council this year and will hold formal events to mark the anniversary in Wittenberg, Germany on October the 14th. The ILC adopted its current form on September the 9th, 1993, when 23 Lutheran church leaders from across the globe gathered in Antigua, Guatemala, and unanimously adopted a constitution and guiding principles. Today, the International Lutheran Council has grown to include 59 member churches, representing more than 7.2 million Lutherans around the world. Wittenberg is, of course, the historic home of Martin Luther and the Reformation, noted ILC General Secretary Timothy Quill. From that epicenter, the Lutheran witness to the Gospel, grounded in the authority of Scripture and the Lutheran confessions, has gone out into the whole world. It is fitting then that the confessional Lutherans from across the globe should gather again in Wittenberg to mark this important anniversary. The International Lutheran Council has grown to play a vital role in world Lutheranism, strengthening and supporting confessional churches in their witness to the good news of Jesus Christ. The anniversary events in Wittenberg will begin in the morning with a festive service of choral matins at St. Mary's Church, the church where Luther regularly preached. ILC Chairman Juana Piola, Bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Mission Diocese of Finland, will serve as liturgist for the event, and General Secretary Timothy Quill will preach. George Mogwitz of St. Lucas Church in Leipzig will serve as cantor and organist, and the choir of St. Lucas Church will provide special music. The service will also see a rite of prayer and blessing for the establishment of the ILC's accreditation agency, a ministry that will assist Lutheran seminaries around the world in providing pastoral training and theological education grounded in Scripture and the Lutheran confessions. Later in the afternoon, participants will gather for the keynote address. Reverend Dr. Robert Bugby, past President of Lutheran Church Canada and a member of the ILC's Board of Directors, will speak on the history of the International Lutheran Council. A panel discussion will follow, led by members of the ILC's board. Chairman George Samietz, Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, will serve as moderator, and panel members will include President Matthew Harrison, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Archbishop Joseph Omolo, Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya, President Antonio Reyes, Lutheran Church in the Philippines, and President Timothy Tusha, Lutheran Church Canada. The ILC anniversary celebration itself will come at the culmination of a multi-day gathering of International Lutheran Church leaders in Wittenberg, organized by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The International Lutheran Council is a global association of confessional Lutheran church bodies which proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ on the basis of an unconditional commitment to Scripture and to the Lutheran confessions. While the ILC is celebrating its 30th anniversary as a council, the full history of the organization goes back more than seven decades. The first large international gathering of Lutheran church leaders, which gave birth to the ILC, took place in Ulzen, Germany in 1952. At the third meeting of this group in Cambridge, England in 1963, the gathering adopted the name International Lutheran Theological Conference. At the ninth gathering of the group in Weiberg, Papua New Guinea in 1978, the name was shortened to the International Lutheran Council. Finally, at its 15th gathering in Antigua, Guatemala, the ILC formally constituted itself as the International Lutheran Council. Since that time, the ILC has grown to play a major role in supporting confessional Lutheran churches around the world. A Christian teacher faces losing her career after refusing to teach extreme LGBT ideology at a Church of England secondary school. Claudis Ledger, 43, was a modern foreign languages teacher for 12 years before she was sacked by Bishop Justice C of E School in Bromley, South London last year. She claims that she was treated like a dangerous criminal for refusing to teach extreme and politically partisan LGBT lessons, which have been incorporated into religious education lessons given to Year 7 and 8 pupils at the school. She says she also expressed in her beliefs to pupils during a discussion on LGBT issues that God believes humans are born male and female and that being LGBT is sinful. The Aquinas Church of England Education Trust subsequently reported Miss Ledger to the Teaching Regulation Agency after she allegedly upset one pupil by sharing her views on LGBT issues and went on to share more views during the Trust's investigation and subsequent hearings. In its referral to the agency, the Trust said it was not certain whether she would continue to share those views with young people. Ms. Ledger, who is being supported by the Christian Legal Center, claims that materials for RE lessons, which she also taught, entitled Who Am I, included introducing children in Year 7 and 8, aged 11 to 13, to identities such as pansexual, asexual, and transgender. Presentation slides integrated the idea that a condition of friendship and allyship would involve defending and promoting any protected characteristics, including any gender identities, she says. However, Ms. Ledger argues that gender identity is not a protected characteristic under the Equality Act 2010, which makes such teaching misleading and partisan. Ms. Ledger said she believed that parents who thought they were sending their children to a Christian school were being deceived. She claims that she decided that she would teach the Christian view on LGBT topics as students were getting only a one-sided narrative. During lesson discussions on LGBT issues, she said she explained that she did not believe in transgender ideology, that Christians believe sex outside marriage is sin, and that as a Christian, you need to live your life for God. One parent complained to the school, alleging that Ms. Ledger said that being LGBTQ+ is a sin, and God will love you if you are not LGBTQ+. People will always be seen by God as having their birth gender, is alleged, and transgender people are just confused. Ms. Ledger says she does believe that being LGBT is a sin. However, she vehemently denies that she has ever said anything such as, God will love you if you are not LGBTQ+. She was sacked for gross misconduct after an investigation and disciplinary hearing. Following her sacking, Ms. Ledger received a letter from the Teaching Regulation Agency confirming the launch of a case against her. The letter stated that her alleged conduct was contrary to fundamental British values in that it lacked tolerance to those with different beliefs. Speaking ahead of the agency hearing, which starts on Monday, Ms. Ledger said, I have great compassion for LGBT people, especially for those suffering from gender dysphoria. I cannot, however, in good conscience, teach or say things I believe are contrary to my faith, for example saying that same-sex sexual relationships are good and or affirming people with gender dysphoria in their gender confusion. I am certain that I have not shown and never would show any hatred or lack of love towards LGBT people. A spokesman for the Aquinas Church of England Education Trust said, delivering a high-quality education and supporting the well-being of students is our top priority. To ensure this is achieved, we promote fundamental British values, including mutual respect and tolerance of those with different faiths and beliefs, as part of a broad and balanced curriculum. The school teaches in line with statutory requirements to promote British values and follows relevant guidance outlined by the Department for Education. Given the ongoing investigation and sensitivities involved, it would not be appropriate to comment any further. The Department for Education has declined to comment.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.